This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
That's what Jesus did with demons. Out. And they were gone. He had that power and authority over the demons in Mary Magdalene's life. No wonder she wanted to serve him. When Jesus changes your life, the most natural thing in the world is to want to serve him. When your life has been blessed, the most natural thing in the world is for you to want to obey the Lord. Why? Because your life has been changed. And so these were not group followers, camp followers, groupies, whatever you want to call it. They were women whose lives were changed by the hand of God. Now let's pick it up at verse 4. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he had said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Underline that in your Bible if you underline. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in a time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. I want to talk to you today about the Word of God in a way that you've never thought about. The seed is the Word of God, and it is like a seed. Let's talk about that just for a moment. Seeds are small. I don't care what kind of seed it is, they're small. But seeds take time to germinate, and they take time to grow, but a small seed can produce something great, and that's a great analogy about what the Word of God can do in the life of a man or woman in this room, a young person in this room. It's small. You may hear something in a message. And you know what? You may leave here and say, "So what? What difference does that make?" But I want to tell you something. The seed of the Word of God can work in a man's heart who doesn't even believe in the seed. Do you understand what I mean by that? They may reject and say, "I don't believe in that." But something's going on in his heart or her heart. Something is germinating, and it's called the Spirit of the living God. Well, working within that person. That's why when I preach a sermon or give a message, however you want to term it, and people may reject it out of hand, but I know it's not a waste because the Bible says the Word of God never returns to him void. It always produces results in a man or a woman's heart. I want to talk about the first soil. Let's bring up the first type of soil or 4 types of soil mentioned. Number 1, the hardened soil or the hard heart. He's talking about the path. You have a path behind your house, out to a shed, out to an outbuilding. The constant walking does what? It compacts the soil. Nothing can penetrate it. No grass grows. Some people's hearts are like that, according to Jesus, not according to me. And what happens? Satan steals the seed that's planted on that hard soil.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.